Oh, hello there, my luscious, lavish, limp-wristed, lascivious listeners. This is DJ Hoppa Honey, a.k.a. DJ Muscle Bunny, a.k.a. Tommy Menace on the Loose, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and welcome to the Skinny Hour, the best hour of low BMI radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me tonight. I have a very fun and exciting themed episode for you all, known as The Beast of Burden, a la the first song that I played by the Rolling Stones, and I will elaborate on the theme a little bit more, but it's really to signify a new seasonal shift. Welcome to autumn, my friends. Air is about to get real crispy, and you're about to get real sad for no reason. It is also Libra season, so welcome, have fun, be sexy, however equanimous, and that's really what we're going to be going for. So I have some themed stuff that I shall elaborate on. I will probably talk, and you'll probably get very sleepy. You'll be very soothed. And then I'll probably be doing some really epic, unlistenable stuff at some point in the middle. And you know, maybe I'll just come on here to talk and give you the skinny and give you the lowdown on how to be a menace full time. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. Let's get into it and let's ride these cosmic airwaves together.
We'll be right back. deadly silhouette. She loves the cocaine, but cocaine don't love her back. When she's upset, she talks to Maury and takes deep breaths. She's a 90s supermodel. Way back in high school, when she was a good Christian, I used to know her, but she's got a new best friend. A drag queen named the Virgin Mary takes confessions. She's a 90s supermodel. Yeah, she's a master, my compliments. If you wanna love her, just deal with that. She'll never love you more than money and cigarettes. Every night's a heartbreak. Hey, don't think about it. Hey, just let it go. Cause her boyfriend is a rock and roll. Save her every moment till she has to go. Cause her boyfriend is a rock and roll. Alone at parties, she's working around. When you're not looking, she's stealing your Basquiat. Low-waisted pants on OnlyFans, I pay for that. She's a 90s supermodel. Yeah, she's a master, my compliment.
You just heard Supermodel by Måneskin. And before that was I Want to Be Your Dog by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And so basically I want to describe the theme of today's episode, which is the beast of burden, or basically just unrequited love on the part of people who are conventionally considered incredibly desirable and powerful. And then when they sing about and they exist in this complete state of degradation and submission to desire that, you know, they cannot have fulfilled. And this is an overall notion and concept that I'm thinking about a lot and trying to do some writing about. It is currently in the deranged post-it note stage, which will then move to the deranged chalk writing phase. This is sort of just my first time talking it through in greater detail with musical reference. And so the idea for this really came from listening to a lot of Måneskin's music and really wondering about what really makes them so popular, since they have been extant for quite a long time before they won Eurovision. And really the thing that made them famous on Eurovision was Beggin', I Wanna Be Your Slave. I was thinking of playing I Wanna Be Your Slave, but that seemed a bit too on the nose and that's a little bit overdone. But really all of their most popular music is them singing about people who don't want them back, and, you know, of this, you know, I'm your David and you're my Goliath and that I will lie down and do anything that you want. And really this intense submission to power. And you would think that, you know, all the members of Måneskin, they are so incredibly sexy, they have this wonderful rock star appeal, but it's in this wonderful contrast with them being so completely helpless to the object of their desire. And it is, there's a lot of artists, I think, who really do this well, and I have a lot of them queued up, of, you know, by any sort of metric, you would think that they're incredibly desirable people, right? They're attractive, and they're famous, and they're talented, and they're cool, and yet they always want what they can't have. And we as viewers and we as listeners really enjoy seeing that. We like seeing these successful, beautiful people be totally humiliated by their own unrequited love. There's some really interesting resentment, you know, will to power, will to punish stuff in here that I will not get into because I don't know if I can endorse any Nietzsche on this station. But yeah, that's basically what I wanted to think about and what I wanted to talk about and explore. If you guys have any recommendations for other songs that sort of fit into this genre or typography or nomenclature, please let me know. I would really appreciate that. But we're going to keep going on this unrequited desire, the complete degradation and humiliation of wanting someone, and, you know, it's just a grand good old giggly time. Let's get on with it.
Woman of fire, outside baby, yeah, it's woman of fire.
Hi, I'm back. That was Drew Barrymore by SZA. I think that that is a song that very accurately describes the sort of beast of burden. I think she is the excellent sort of millennial iteration of that genre in comparison to someone like the Rolling Stones or the Smiths, who are coming up next. Please, please don't call me out for being a quirked up shouty. I really cannot help it. But just a few notes on the song Drew Barrymore by SZA. Honestly, the first few times I heard that song, I really didn't like it because there was something I found to be very dishonest and actually quite disingenuous at first about the lyrics that she was singing of, you know, I'm not pretty or attractive or ladylike. And it was really like, come on, SZA, like, you do not think that you are attractive or pretty enough for someone? Like, come on, girl, get a grip. We all have eyes here. But then really upon further consideration of this theme of unrequited desire and really about how desire is the admittance of a lack, and it really can make you feel like you lack a lot more than you really do and make you underestimate your own power and your own agency. And I think there is a sort of empowering takeaway, I guess, if you take SZA's lyrics to be authentic, which I now do, which is that when you really want someone and you really care about someone, even if you are as, you know, beautiful and stunningly gorgeous as SZA is, you're gonna feel like you are not attractive enough for them. And, you know, I don't know if that means there's hope for me or really any of you, but one can hope. And one can dream.
On the day that your mentality decides to cheer and catch up with your biology, come round, 'cause I was
we open up to the wisdom. Our insides are prism, some sides in prison, some sides ignite with insight. When the right mind hit on me, some question that I hold, it swims from my soul. I keep it down low till the words make a hole. Then I unload my energy in search of the answers. I insert a lantern and enter the sands.
Already charged up, my little man. Dirty water, blood, too much for you, thought. I can't stand it, blood. Why don't you die? Whole thing looks like I'm a bug. The show, the best I'm at, I'm on blood. Blur, temperature's too hot, the sun blocks. Burn, playing with minds to get you state time. Lock my mind, world war from my brain mind. Killer bees in the club with his lady bar. Brought his to the dance floor to cut a cross. Love is love, all day till they come slug. Take another look and go. Can't feel me? Till the show blood. Tremendous, crime is endless. Different day, father forgive us. They know not what they do, all praise is due. I'm big like EZ and Big Bear Four.
I'm a little louder. Everybody in the cabin now. Just shut up. Everybody in the cabin now.
Crown, protect land with full pad. Get around like merry-go. What's the scenario? Coming through your stereo. Why risk it? Lifestyle of the prolific and gifted. Haters sent you vitamins and minerals, delicious. Word on the street is, they bit my thesis. Knocked out they weren't teethless. Trying to taste mine. Acting like they heard through the grapevine. Feeding for the baseline. You can vibe round. Pharmaceuticals. Hard as nails to the cuticle. Where'd you find that monster? She beautiful. Wolf Daniel left biscuit. Roll on the kick a hole in the speaker. Pull a plug in the jack.
Beautiful.
interrupt that absolutely incredible, mind-blowing, life-altering, unlistenable party fun time, but it's about that time in the hour where I need to educate y'all, and I gotta read you a PSA. Breastfeeding PSA. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent even postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Show hex is the best kiss mistress. My fist is sadistic signal of power. Now or later I show my capabilities. Growing from states to little cities. A bone paddle made of powder drowning. I'll be crowned king. Then I'll sink in the ocean. One moment and
island will grow food. From the highest mountain, I'll build a monument, and I'll be worshipped like the god. And I'll turn this economy into a black hole. You'll look like the omen when it's in the hill, it'll reveal the wind. And I'll make a whole massive old tree.
Oh.
Arizona, thought about where I have been and where I've got to get to. You see, I'm not the type that feels quite wild, living a stagnant life, a type of lifestyle, because experience is what gives me my smile, and my style's a change. I'm realistic, if it is, I'm gonna take a train out of brain, but business, so there must be a lot. While I wanna grow, I really wanna be on. While I search this, I'm searching for the purpose of reality. I feel as worthless as a turtle with no shell. On a set, cause it's still on a set. And you gotta stand back and make it back to a door that's real. Explore the map, you score the back of the head of your head. Cause the metaphors open doors, and I am hoping yours are open wide. Settle scores your mental wards, you'll find the soul inside. My soul's been tried, convicted, and sentenced. And I almost died until I realized only I invent this internal depression, making my confidence less. Busting off the trigger mind, when I read the drop, I read between the lines and mind. Angry on the heart, interested on what society insisted you would listen to your belief. Now don't you see it, you seem to need you to see the truth of what you choose to do. Otherwise we'll all lose a sense of wholesome, and those that rule you will succeed in your inside an hourglass, an hour last chances to accept our past and continue to ask. Have you been to the land within you?
Yeah, I know that you're probably a little bit speechless and mind blown by the epic on-air original mixing by DJ Hoppa. Honey, I have to make music unlistenable or else what am I really here for? I guess I'm here to close out the last bit of the themed episode. This next song is Desire is a Trap by Blady and Echo 2K. I say Blady because I got two X chromosomes, and honestly I'm not afraid to say it, I really hate Blady. I'm like done pretending. But here we go, and I'm just gonna play a few more songs and then close out for the evening.
Crushing in a fire. Take battles from your father. I can only owe you, love me, not deserve me.
original mixing was crazy but funky, and that's really all the validation I need. My friends, that was Meet Me in the Pale Moonlight by White Bluffs. You know, I gotta shout out my quirked up shotties real quick with that unreleased Lana, or Lizzie Grant as she used to be called. And that's really all I have tonight for the Beast of Burden episode, aka welcome to Lusty Libra season. Stay luscious and limp-wristed. Yeah, again, as always, thank you so much for tuning in, being on this cosmic airwaves journey with me. This is DJ Hoppa Honey, aka DJ Muscle Bunny, on the Skinny Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will be back again next week, same time, 11 p.m. on Sunday. Yeah, you come around here often? I bet you do. Thank you guys, and good night.